her attorney yet?
I don't know.
We will call the Gates County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Happy May Day at 8:39 on the clock.
Happy Tax Day.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Mr. Juergens, Ms. Haxby, Mr. Schuler, Tiemann, Mr. Dorn, Mr. Swavely, and Mr. Lytle. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor with Juergens and Lytle. 5 in favor with Juergens and Lytle voting no. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? See if there's less controversy on this one. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none.
I just ran down to get the tax corrections. No, I'm not retired. Kind of off schedule.
We do have a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 5. The assessor is graciously going to get that so that we know what it is. Hopefully she doesn't get caught talking in the hallway.
Well, you're in here, so that'll help.
Yes, Eric, you forgot my correction.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Tax correction slip number 5 is a accelerated tax for 2024.
What they did is moved a mobile home out of Gage County, so we get the tax for it.
And it is for $676.60, if anyone would like to look at this sheet.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Patty, do you need 3 of these, or do we just sign 1 of these now?
We're in a different system now, so you just sign 1, and then I think we give 1 to Lori.
Okay.
So we're on all brand new.
Do you have anything else for us?
No, not unless you have something for me.
What about referees for the upcoming?
I was talking.
There was a lot of, maybe I won't say discontent, but concern last time, and I just do something.
I was talking to Daryl about that in the hallway, and I said we will visit more about it. In the past, Mr. Juergens has said, you know, this is a good system because we have the same sets of eyes, skilled, trained eyes looking at each property. Prior to that, we all took turns coming in, different groups of 3 of us, and we would listen to everything. That had a benefit, too, because you had your elected people that you could say, hey, what's going on here, and is more direct. What do you guys want to do this year?
Well, I agree with Terry. I think it's people that do that for a profession have a better idea than we do. It keeps it fair.
I sit in as a somebody listening last year to three different times. I had time available. And I thought it went pretty well, and I thought that they got some things straightened out. And the people came in with some legitimate concerns, and we sent people out to correct it, and some were corrected, and some were left the way they were. So I think that we should have, if we can get them. Okay, I mean we better quit fooling around if we're going to ask them to do it. So
I'm just going to tell you, there's no rhyme to reason or any sales out there anymore. I mean, absolutely none.
So what you're saying is, regardless of what we do, we aren't going to get it wrong.
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. I'm serious.
Yeah, sales are crazy right now everything.
We've got sales that used to be, they were saying, not necessarily just Gage County, but things that were going for in the 200,000s or 400,000 now. Things up north are at 600,000. So we're going to have some hefty increases because there's not a percentage that you can go up per year and things that we declared not even livable, people are paying $50,000 cash for. I have no idea where it's coming from. We've got window airs hanging out of houses and they're selling for $150,000. I mean, there's just something really. And that the only thing that when I say that is because your sold properties are going to affect the people, because you cannot use your sold property as the discovery because all the other ones on the block may be remodeled. And they're remodeled by cosmetics and not necessarily by, good quality or different, you know. For what I've been taught over the years, you look at the properties and you base it on condition, quality, you know, things like that. Quality usually never changes, but condition does. And I'd love to look at some of these appraisals. We're getting banks that are nowhere around here that are lending money. And, you know, you used to have a certain percentage down. It's my understanding they're borrowing from the retirement, they're borrowing from everywhere. And I think in a 2-year period, you might see a whole lot of sales or foreclosures, or because then eventually the assessors are going to start bringing them up because of what they sold for. And then you're going to have huge increases in taxes, insurance. And if you're just looking at a house payment right now and not being educated on how to buy a house and how to do all that, you know, it's unbelievable.
I'll be thinking about that real hard. We need an answer on that sooner than later. When do you hear back from the state if your evaluations are approved?
I've been in hearings all week. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's frustrating because I'm on my fourth liaison in about a year and a half time period. So they're the ones that have always come in and we all talk about different, you know, even at meetings, about different, like, ag land versus res versus commercial, and they see if I'm in my acceptable range, and I am on everything. But those people kind of help guide you, and we talk about the different legislative stuff. And I heard my hearing on, it was through the webinar, and they brought up a couple questions, but I'm in compliance. But then yesterday I got notice that he's no longer with the department. So
welcome to working with government.
About four.
And they're all new, I assume, also, so they don't have experience. Fantastic.
He didn't even testify. So.
But I'm glad to hear you're in compliance. Be thinking really hard about that. We'll talk about that in 2 weeks again. Maybe we have a little better direction at that time. I'll try to talk to Daryl some more this week or next and see. I know they would like a little different direction from us probably, or very specific direction again. I think last year was a lot better.
Well, there were some things that came up, but they came up at a time when I didn't have some things and we had to do some looking into some things, so I had people look over some of those things with what, you know, was brought up. And getting equalization is one of the hardest parts to do because it's all over the place. But I've got some things down the road, too, that I want to do before I retire here because I'd like to leave it in a pretty good shape. And going on a new computer system is, you know, it's a good thing, but there's still some learning curves there, too. So.
Well, like we said last year, if there's anything that you need from us, let us know, or if there's a direction we need to go, let us know.
I've got some people I'm talking to, so anyway.
He's got training.
All right.
Did we not sign a contract with Lloyd and
yearly? We signed.
So that wasn't for this year.
It's an annual, is what we've done in the past, so it was for last year's refereeing.
That's what I'm remembering is last year.
Last year's refereeing with us and then assistance to Patty for last year, or this fiscal year, basically, and then your contract with Lloyd and Daryl would end June 30th, and then if you keep them on, it'd be an additional.
I really don't use. Lloyd does just a little bit of work for me on the ag side because he keeps the sales book, so that's very, very minimal. Daryl's been with me for about 20 years.
The contracts we signed with them for our fiscal years, though, they're just for an hourly amount with a kind of a grooved out parcel of time for Daryl. Lloyd's is only per hour worked.
And then Josh.
This fiscal year, which ends June, end of June.
June 30th, that's correct.
Josh is my new person that's with me, and he's got a lot of spreadsheets and stuff this year because we did a lot of that way. So
are these guys interested in doing it again fiscal year?
Somewhat. I'm not going to say real interested, but they would do it again, I believe, the way it is right now, depending on what we expect from them.
Okay.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:49.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Ms. Milligan. We'll call the Gage County Board. We won't.